Hey, Jared Gomes here with you, and the Mighty Peace Golf Club has an awesome tribute show that's going to be happening here fairly soon. So I thought I'd talk to the performer, get a feel of how it's going to go, and we'll see what's happening.
My name's Jeff Scott, and I do a tribute to Elton John called Epic Elton.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit about the show for maybe those who don't know about it.
Well, it is a full sort of concert reproduction of Elton John concerts from the 1970s and 80s, mostly. That's when we do our full band show, and the show that's coming up to Grimshaw is a solo show. But it'll sound like there's a band there, and it'll be very exciting. There's a lot of backup music to happen, should be a lot of dancing, and a lot of sing-alongs. So it's as if the band was there, but it's just going to be a solo show with me and the piano.
But you put on a fantastic show. People will not be disappointed.
Oh, I hope not. We were up there. I was up there, I think, in 2022. So this is a return visit up to Grimshaw. And I'm based in Toronto, so I'm actually coming out for a short tour, a solo tour in British Columbia and Alberta. So, and Grimshaw is going to be the final night of the tour. So final nights can always be exciting.
It'll be the grand finale, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And since you've been doing this a while, you've been on the road. And any interesting stories of, I guess, places you've been, any interesting things that have happened while you've been traveling around doing these shows?
Oh, well, there's always interesting things. And we do travel a lot. And I've been doing this since 1995. So we just passed our 30th anniversary. But I've performed, you know, all over North America. We do this show, whether it's solo or with the band. I do have a working visa for the United States, so I do all over the U.S., especially in the summertime. But I've also worked overseas. I've been to Dubai and the Philippines and South Korea, places like that. Cuba, I got to go to Cuba once because a lot of American entertainers can't go there, so some of the Canadian ones get hired. But places like that, there's a lot of crazy stories. Probably way too many to get into, but the destinations themselves are fun, and we don't go for long. You know, I have a wife and kids, and then we try to make it all work together. And I stayed in Las Vegas for a while, and it's been a bit of a crazy run, and it's been very busy since COVID. It's been probably the busiest period of the entire career.
Wow. And I guess those are some of the good parts about the show. Has there ever been something that has gone wrong during a show that led to a funny story, or maybe, you know, something that didn't quite go as planned?
Well, not very often, surprisingly, but things have happened, like a power failures, or, you know, stages falling apart where my leg went through a stage once through the bottom of the floor. And I could actually touch the ground underneath with my one leg on the floor and one leg on the stage. So that was a bit interesting. Potential for lots of things to happen, because some places it's very dark. And, you know, I'm wearing dark glasses all the time, so I'm always wary about the front of the stage and making one step too many and ending up in the front row. But nothing crazy fortunately has happened. And sometimes when the power goes out, either the lights go out or the PA system goes out when you can't hear anything. I think one time, the funniest thing that happened was there was a total power failure, but I was playing a real grand piano. So it's an acoustic piano. It didn't require any electricity. And I did a couple songs. I just kept going, and the audience sang along. It was great. And then the power eventually came back on, and the full band returned, and we were ready to go. So you got to be prepared for anything as an entertainer, and most of them are pretty good at dealing with that kind of stuff. But fortunately, it's been a good run.
For sure. And yeah, with over 30 years under your belt, how did you originally get into this?
Well, I'm from Toronto. I'm based in Toronto, in the GTA. When I was in university, way, way, way back in the late 1980s, I did piano bars downtown for parts of my income to help pay off tuition. And, you know, it just was noticeable after doing it for a while that people responded to the Elton stuff, the Elton songs that I was doing in the show, better than almost anything else. Even though it wasn't truly my favorite at the time, it was probably a couple of other piano guys, but I noticed that people were paying attention more doing that. So I just hooked up after university with a based Toronto-based manager, and we started working on the proposition of doing a full show. We worked it all out, and eventually got on the road.
Wow, you make it sound so simple.
It's not simple. I mean, I've been playing the piano now since I was 7 years old. So, yeah, I know a lot of people wonder, you know, when do you get into this? How does it all work? But most of the work is done prior to the show actually happening. You have to have the right personality, first of all, but you also have the skill level, the talent, and you have to have the dedication to the work. It's a lot of work. It's never ending. The show is always improving. You know, I think I always like to improve what I'm doing, so it's a never-ending process, and the show is quite different than it was when I first started out 30 years ago, that's for sure.
Oh, what have you noticed that's changed over the years, I guess, for the show?
Your singing gets better, you know, until you get to a certain age, probably down the road, hopefully. you learn to sing better, you learn to especially deal with the audience better, just being better with, like I said, the way you can handle things that might come up on stage. The experience really helps with everything, and it's very difficult to get that experience if you're not working a lot. You know, if you're just doing a show or two a month, it's very difficult. You're probably also working a full-time job, and everything takes a lot longer. But once you get to do this full-time, you really have to be up there with what you're doing, because you don't have a lot of time to figure it out. You got to hit the ground running and do the best you can.
For sure. And after doing it for so long, you probably have your favorite songs to play, or maybe your favorite parts of the show. So what would you say those are for you?
Ooh, well, usually people ask the favorite song, and I think your song is one of the first songs I even learned on the piano when I was still like single digits, probably 7, 8, 9 years old, and I never get tired of that song. And I don't even know why, it's just one of those things. I just like to see people sing along. You know, the favorite part is seeing how connected people are to the show, to the song specifically. Like, I feel like I take the songs a lot more seriously than I did early in my career, because these are really emotional songs for some people. You know, some people it's their wedding song, or their first song, or last song at a school dance. One lady came up to me and said, "Well, thank you for playing Tiny Dancer, because that was my father-daughter song at our wedding, and he was supposed to be here tonight, but he passed 3 weeks ago." So she came to the show anyway just to hear that song, and she brought her husband instead of her father. So that was it's when you hear stories like that, you really realize you better do a good job with these, because you're not just playing in a dance band or something. This is something that people find very important. And since Elton himself is really not doing any shows anymore, or at least not touring, there's only a few tributes out there that do the full show like we do. And so it becomes important to do it properly.
For sure. I guess
still have fun. I mean, it's fun, right? You got to have the fun, but you still have to do it right. That's all.
And if you were to, I guess, summarize the show in maybe like a couple words or one sentence, what would you do to really sell someone on it? What would you say?
I would say that if you are a fan of Elton John, you are going to enjoy every minute of this show, and you will be part of the show. Like, we don't just sit there and entertain you. We expect you to do some stuff with us. And most people, you know, there's certain parts where people have to sing, certain parts where people have to clap, certain parts where people are going to stand up and dance. That's in one specific song. So I always tell people, it's not going to be boring. It's very exciting. And we try to keep the energy up, but also pay tribute properly to the ballads that Elton John is so famous for, because there's not many shows that have those kind of big ballads in them, and we have to do them properly. So I think everyone enjoys the show, no matter what age group, because now we're getting also three generations of people coming. They're getting our normal, you know, sort of upper middle-aged crowd, but also their sons and daughters, and also grandkids, because of The Lion King and because of hits with Dua Lipa and Britney Spears. So sometimes it's literally three generations, like six seats from one family down in the front row.
Wow. And was there anything else you wanted to mention about the show, or maybe anything else you wanted to say?
No, I think I've probably blabbed enough. I know the people in Grimshaw and the fun we had last time. So if you're thinking about coming to the show, we'd love to see you there. We'd love to sell it out, and not a big venue, so it's relatively easy to sell out. And I'll be there after the show. We take pictures and we can chat, and I stay in costume for a bit. So people always enjoy that. So we hope to see everybody out.
And you're all in costume too, with like glasses and everything.
Oh yeah, well, full costuming, two maybe three different costumes, and it's live piano, so everything's live, and we jazz up the piano a bit. There's some British flags with some sparkles and some feathers, and Elton never leaves the stage without a trail of feathers behind him, so you can always find me where I'm hiding in the building, in the change room.
That was Jeff Scott, going to be performing Epic Elton down at the Mighty Peace Golf Club. Thanks for joining me here in the studio.